A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony McGinley with us on the line for A Problem Shared. Tony, very good morning to you and thanks for joining us in the programme.
And a good morning to you, Jerry.
Now, if anyone wants to get your questions in, get them into us now on any of our numbers. You can email them or details once into Kerry today at radiokerry.ie, but 066-712-3666. Quickest way to get them into us. Listener gets in touch with us on the times we're in, Tony, first, and says, the sheer pace of what's happening in world affairs is really getting to me. I'm beginning to wonder, what is the point of all the greed, the money grabbing, the wars, the hatred that's become part of our everyday society? My main fears are for our children and teenagers. What kind of a world are they going to inherit?
Oh, that's a very small question. We'll deal with that in about 10 seconds.
We will, no problem.
Oh, 10 years would be more like it. Yeah, it's something that's, I think, in everybody's mind, and it certainly is in my mind, with the new set of wars now started up. And literally, there's wars going on the planet every day of the last, whatever, 20 years or more. And, my belief is that society is still in a sort of teenage state. And, okay, the World War One and World War Two were, as it were, there to give the human race a push, a kick in the behind, if you like, into some sort of peace. It did result in the United Nations, which unfortunately wasn't properly set up and is now only just a talking shop, nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah.
And so what I see what's happening at the moment, rather than looking at it totally negatively, is that it's part of the education of humanity. Humanity is, as it were, ordered by and working with, well, you know, hatred, greed, wars, and so on and so forth. That is the main driving force on humanity. If you look at the world and look at every sort of country in the world, how many countries are, as it were, orientated in that direction? And more than half the world is, unfortunately. So the way I would say to this person, you can look at it, is what's happening at the moment is a wake-up call for humanity. And as such, it will eventually, I really believe this, reach a stage where humanity will say, right, we've had enough. We need now a proper United Nations. We need a proper world police force, etc., etc. And that will be set up. In the meantime, that this person, I say, you're looking at it from the wrong direction. If you look at and you see everything bad, which seems to be what's happening in your head, that's exactly what will happen. Because our thoughts are what we are. We are most of the time, as it were, victims of our own thoughts, but we can direct them. And if you begin to direct your thoughts in the right direction, you know, that the world is still in a state of being, we're a teenage world, we haven't yet matured. And that these wars and all of the horrible stuff that's going on around the world is a maturing process. It's like young teenagers. I remember there was a movie, what was it? Lord of the Flies, that's what it was.
Yeah.
That was about a bunch of teenagers who were stranded on an island and they literally became, as it were, as the world is now.
Yeah.
And what needs to happen is humanity needs to mature. It will take, my way of looking at it, is it will take an almighty kick up the behind for humanity. And that, I think, is what's been happening. And as such, I don't see it totally as bad. I mean, the killing and everything else is
horrendous.
Horrible.
Yeah.
But the ultimate outcome of it will hopefully be that humanity will come to the realization that we are human beings, we're not animals, we're not teenagers, we are mature human beings and we should start acting as such. And if you put your energy into something positive, that's very important.
Yeah.
You know,
is it about what, it sounds trite, Tony, but is it about what you can do in your own life to make things better, make your world a better place. Is that how you focus your energy rather than focusing on the doom?
Absolutely. It's in your own head. That's where it is. You have to start inside of your own head and how you're looking at things. And if you keep dwelling on, you know, it is very, you know, depressing is the only word for it. Turn on the news, there's something horrible happening practically every day of the week at the moment. And, you know, if you focus on what is going wrong instead of where the human race will eventually go, and, you know, you also, as I say, on a day-to-day, hour-to-hour basis, have yourself focused on positive things. Get involved in, you know, some charity or whatever, you know, make things, fix things, take up art or music or whatever. Anything that distracts you in a positive way will also help. But yeah, I mean, a lot of people would have that sort of thought about the world going downhill at a rate of knots at the moment. And I think it has to. Humanity won't turn around the corner until such time as it gets a right kick up the behind, let's put it that way.
Okay. If you have a view on that or an observation on it, get in touch with us on the programme on 066 712 3666. Tony, a query's come in saying, our daughter left home some 3 years ago and set up with her partner. She now has two children. However, things are not great financially for them, and she's approached us several times to bail them out financially. Things have changed for us recently and our finances are a bit tougher now. We just don't have the money to keep bailing them out for their problems anymore. I don't want to hurt their feelings by making a no more bailouts rule. The problem is I keep getting backed into a corner by her. What to do?
That's a fairly common one as well in today. Basically, one rule you have to make is you don't give in. The second rule is maybe you don't handle the money. Have your husband handle it. And, you know, the first words out of your mouth should be, we don't have the money. And that sets the pace then for what you say after that. People are, you know, habits take place in families, and it's habitual for children to come, can I get some money to have some sweets? But when they grow up, they don't necessarily grow out of the bank of mum and dad. It's a common enough phase.
The backing will always be there, and they never move on to being an adult that doesn't have to rely on that support.
Exactly, yeah. So what you have to do is bite your lip and literally say, you know, we don't have the money to give you now. So you've got to, you know, sort your own affairs out. And it's a very hard thing to say, especially this person sounds very generous individual, and to be able to say that to your own daughter is not an easy thing, but it's practical. It's life. Life is such that, you know, if you were dead in the morning, they'd have to sort it out. So right now they have to learn how to sort it out. And in fairness, Ireland is one of the better countries in the entire world for social welfare. I mean, I'm on the pension myself, and it's a generous pension. That's unless, of course, you're drinking, smoking, and wasting money. But if you're careful with your money, you know, Ireland is one of the few countries that you can survive reasonably well with. And, you know, I would say to this person, just simply learn to say no. And, you know, bring your husband in on it. Chat it out with him. And, you know, have your, you know, fix your priorities. And if you have them fixed in your mind that you're going to say no and that you're not going to give in next time round. Now, you might give in on a future one if you have the money. And, you know, but by making that sort of rule for yourself, you'll probably be able to, you know, next time they come looking for money, sorry, we can't do it this time. That would be my way of doing it. Now, different people have, you know, different priorities, and you know, we all have, you know, the failures in life, and, you know, that our children particularly can, as I say, stick a wedge into that particular failure. But yeah, that's the way to go, I think.
And if you don't, it just keeps on going on. And then all of a sudden you and your husband are in financial difficulty. And then you can't give any money because you have none.
Exactly.
Is that a way to look at it?
That is precisely how to look at it. And even, I would say, even if you were well off, you should put limits on how much you're giving and when it's given and so on and so forth. Because it's not right, you know, somebody coming like that, we're out of money, we need money. You know, it's not a good thing for anybody to be doing that. So you, even if you have plenty of money, you should still put a break on the behaviour.
Okay, and that's an important one. And to do it, I suppose, Tony, you can't let it fester. You have to kind of just make a call on it at some stage and now and say, right, have the conversation that you were talking about there. Bring your husband in it and get it done.
Yeah, and I mean, depending on how you communicate with your daughter, you know, take her out sometime, you know, go for a coffee and talk nicely to her and explain, look, we are now, you know, whatever, the pensioners or whatever, the money isn't coming in like it used to. We just cannot be bailing you out anyway. You know, if you are living your life, you need to be able to manage your own finances. You can't depend on us. We won't be around forever. And have a nice conversation rather than, you know, give her a slap on the wrist is not the way to go. I don't think ever giving anybody a slap on the wrist, that sort of approach works very well with very few people, I would say.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, Tony, great stuff. Thanks a million for talking to us about that on the programme this morning. If you have any comments or queries or views for Tony, get in touch with us on the programme for a problem share. He'll be back with us next Wednesday, 066-712-3666, number to call. Text or WhatsApp 083-300-3300. Get them into us now. Kerry today at radiokerry.ie, and we'll pass them on to Tony in the meantime for next week.